Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
744, 16 before 8 of Tommy Tucker, WWL. One thing that is certain, the homeowners insurance situation in Louisiana is a mess. Mike U-Haul joins us, Louisiana State Representative, to talk about what he'd like to see done when the session convenes, not the Monday coming up next, but the one after that. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning to you. Doing very well. Beautiful weather in downtown Breaux-Bridge, Louisiana.
There you go. Crawfish capital of the world. Am I right?
That is correct, Tommy.
How are crawfish this year?
Crawfish are plentiful, and they're good, and they'll come down to Breaux-Bridge, especially for the Crawfish Festival. It'll be the first weekend in May. You'll come enjoy some good ball crawfish out here.
There you go. Tell me about the insurance mess. How do you even go about fixing this, Mike?
Well, first off, let's go back to what we just finished doing in the special session. Last year, Senator Talbert passed a bill for the incentive program, but, you know, by the time the bill got passed, the budget bill had gone through, so there was no money afforded to it. So we came into special session in February with the intent or the hope of getting funding for it, which we did. And it did incentivize insurance companies to buy in. According to the commissioner, nine companies have bought into the program. We'll need additional funding because we were allocated $45 million. We're at $62 million of requests. So what does this do? It brings in insurance companies into our state that want to ride business in the areas that were affected by these storms. Basically, as I tell people, I-10, I-12, south. But, you know, Tom, it's also affecting people above this area because I received a call from one of my colleagues in Evangeline Parish, which is quite a bit north of I-10, mm-hmm. but they're even seeing problems over there with their insurance policies being canceled. So the incentive program is a short-term fix. We really needed that. We came together, we passed it, and I see this as a way of getting at least a short-term fix for the insurance crisis that we're having in our state.
Mike, I get texts from people all the time, and, you know, I'll admit it, I don't know much about the insurance industry at all. I just know what they tell me, and I pay it and hope nothing happens. But when it comes to, like, companies like State Farm and the big dependable companies, why will they write some but not others, and is there a way, instead of dealing with or trying to incentivize companies that may or not be solvent, why wouldn't a big company, what can be done to keep those big companies writing more policies, and why don't they?
Okay, well, this that's where the long-term comes into effect. Long-term, Tommy, we need to build stronger structures that can sustain the hurricane winds that not if, but when they're coming to our state. Unfortunately,
Mike, you just said, hang on a second. You just said it. Right now, you just said what is the truth and what everybody needs to recognize. Not if, but when.
Yes, exactly.
They're
coming here. Unfortunately, Louisiana attracts hurricanes. What causes that? I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not a weatherman. But unfortunately, they come here. So it's not, again, as I said earlier, it's not if, it's when. So we have to build stronger structures that can sustain the winds of the hurricanes that come in. You know, we don't have the barrier islands as we once had. You know, there's work being done to try to bring some of that back, man-made, but they're not there to kind of break down the wind. So when a storm hits the coast of our state, they're coming at full speed, and they don't slow down too quick anymore. So we have to build stronger structures. And this program that I passed the bill last year, the Fortified Roof Program, again, it passed, but it needs funds. Again, the budget bill had already gone through, so there was no funding allowed to it. So this year, we're hoping that in the Appropriations Committee, we can get funding to appropriate money for people to get grants to build fortified roofs.
Does this have to be done when the roof's replaced, Mike?
No, so what's good about it, Tommy, let's do it the different way. So you're building a home. Let's say the program is in effect and money's available. Let's use that scenario so it's easier to explain.
Sure.
So you're building a home, and one thing clear, anywhere in Louisiana. It doesn't have to be in South Louisiana along the coast. You're eligible for these grants anywhere in the state. So, okay, so you're building a new home. You get the price to build your home. Then you get a different price to build a fortified roof. And the grant will be available from $2,000 to $10,000 to build your roof to fortified standards. You will then make an application to the Louisiana Department of Insurance for, let's say, it's $10,000 because you're building a large home. So you make an application. You have to use a roofer that's certified to build fortified roofs to make certain that it meets the qualifications. Once the roof is being done, it is inspected to make certain it's being built to the standards. Mm-hmm. After it's complete, a certificate is issued. Your roof is then considered fortified. And you get, so you build a new home. The other scenario, retrofit. So your home is already built, but you want to fortify your roof because you just want to, or you're in an area that's more susceptible. It can be then done that way also. Again, you get the pricing to build, redo the roof, and you get the price, what it costs to do the fortified roof. Whatever the difference is, up to $10,000, you apply for a grant through the Louisiana Department of Insurance. They review everything, and if everything's in order, you're then given the grant to fortify your current roof also.
Is it a flat amount, Mike, or does it vary on the size of the roof, size of the house?
It's going to vary, Tommy. That's why it goes from $2,000 to $10,000, and you have to give an actual amount that it will cost for the fortified roof to be able to apply for the grant. So the roofer says it's going – I'm just going to use a round number. So the roofer says it's going to cost $10,000 to build your roof standard, or it'll cost $15,000 to build it fortified. So in this case, you're going to request a $5,000 grant from the Louisiana Department of Insurance to fortify your roof. So that's how it works. You know, you have to, you get the price, regular roof. What does it cost to build it fortified?
Mike Uvall is our guest. We'll take a break, come back. He is, by the way, an independent insurance agent, so he knows where the skeletons are and how the insurance industry works. Mike, I'm looking at your picture from Bro Bridge. You look a little bit like Edwin Edwards. Does everybody there look like Edwin Edwards?
No, but we kind of speak like him, though. We have that cage back.
I hear that. We'll take a break, come back. If you got any questions, 504-260-1870, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, couple of minutes left with Mike Uvall, an independent insurance agent and a Louisiana representative, talking about some ways to fix the Louisiana insurance homeowners crisis that we have. He's talking about fortified roofs. Is there anything else, Mike, to fortify any other type of the structure?
No, this time, Tommy, just to relate, Tommy, to compare it to Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama started this, I'm going to guess, I think it's about 10 years ago. And they had a model, meaning they had two different subdivisions, one with fortified roofs, one did not have fortified roofs. And unfortunately, a storm passed out there. But what this showed is that the homes with the fortified roofs had much less damage. It's been proven that the statistics show that if a home is fortified, has a fortified roof, the damages are 70% less than a roof that does not have been fortified. So it's shown that. And you were asking earlier about the bigger carriers.
Yeah.
I can't speak, but I can tell you that if we can continue this program and get it funded and start building homes that are stronger, and the carriers, the insurance carriers, realize that these homes, even though they're hit with strong winds, they can sustain the winds with much minimal damage, I think you will see more competition coming into the areas that were most affected. And that's what we need. We need more carriers to write in these areas, but they have to, it has to be shown that their structures are more sound, can sustain the strong winds. In the long term, that's what we need.
Did it result in more big companies or dependable companies, however you want to phrase it, writing policies?
I can't answer that because I don't have the stats in that time. I don't want to answer that without
being
able to give you the information on that. I can tell you, though, what it did do. It brought it gave credits to the homeowners that had the fortified roofs. Anywhere, if you had a gold standard, whatever that is, there's different levels. There's gold, there's silver, and whatever else. But I was told by an insurance carrier that writes in Alabama that if a home had a certified gold roof, it met at the highest standard, they were getting between 25 to 40% reduction on their insurance premium. And that's a lot. But, you know, again, it shows that there's a reason why that this is working. And the insurance companies realize that, so they're willing to give that credit because, you know, these homes, they may be damaged, but they're not going to be damaged to the point where it's happening right now.
Got to minimize it. Thank you, Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.